Joining us is Jim Gersey from PPRDI in New York City. That's PPRDI.com. Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, welcome, Doctor.
Hey, we just finished a very wild and woolly show with Jim Fetzer, and we're going to follow it up tomorrow afternoon with a big video. We have a lot of confusion out there. In fact, I'm going to put a series of videos for teaching for the public and for health providers what functional medicine is. And I beg people to ask tough questions. I love being put on the spot to provide simple pathways to find answers to any problem. But I want, what do you understand functional medicine is? And then we'll start off with somebody wise like yourself. What is functional medicine?
Well, you just go to the base words that it's medicine that works for the body. And using conventional medicine, such as your tests, your MRIs, and things like that. But there's also other ways to achieve health through diet, through mineralization, through your nutraceuticals.
Yeah.
It's really looking at the body in a three-dimensional way.
That's good. And I'm going to make it even simpler. Functional medicine is living pathology. It's looking at ways using not only conventional things you talked about, but also advanced conventional things and alternative technologies to actually look at how the body functions. I'll give an example of what we have now in 2017. And I have a company that I'll be bringing on here from San Diego County that actually is working on a miniaturization gene sequencing device that can actually sequence your entire genome for $100. That's coming. It'll probably be done within the next 5 years. Right now, I think it's over $1,000, but it's going to come down, so one-tenth the price. We have not only advanced imaging. I was one of the first doctors in North America to get certified to read in Canada MRI scans because I went to the Tempe, Arizona Imaging Research and Training Center in Tempe, Arizona, back in 1980, 37 years ago. I was also one of the first doctors in North America to be certified and read ultrasounds because I trained under Dr. McMillan when I was in medical school, who was working on research developing the technology of ultrasound. Now, I started to realize that I kept on being told by my professors the best thing that I should do is go into pathology because the pathologists are always the smartest doctors that ask the toughest questions that the other guys didn't want to answer. But it would take 50 to 100 years for pathology to percolate into, quote, clinical medicine. What we have now, though, is clinical medicine now is living pathology. And we have not only technology to dig deeper in terms of simple blood tests like a SMAC panel, but also more advanced testing. And I'll give you an example of ones that aren't in common use but should be. For example, if you're trying to rule out heart disease, cardiologists should do the following tests. Some of them are easily available, but others, they just don't know how to do them right. For example, the first one they should do is they should measure a lipid electrophoresis, which means you look at the lipid fractions that actually will cause heart disease. Now, when people say cholesterol is bad, so they want a cholesterol-lowering agent, these people need their head examined because there's no evidence that cholesterol causes plaque. There's tons of evidence of small particle high-density cholesterol, small particle HDL, and VLDL3 and oxidized fatty acids, which are trans fats, which have an abnormal conformational pattern across the cell membrane, which you can measure. So, number one, doctors don't do this, but they should do that. Next thing they should do is what's called a methionine-challenged level of homocysteine. Now, when we look at the technology that you have in your clinic, which is mobile, you're measuring a QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, which is based on thousands of years of research in China, looking at not only the energetics of acupuncture, but the energetics of the body homunculus in a nonlinear, if you want to call it, harmonic resonant fashion. In other words, everything in the body is based on resonant circuits. So if you actually look at how the body's built as an informational structure based on resonant harmonic circuits. And those circuits, if you can measure them correctly and have a database, you can determine if someone has normal heart function, thyroid function, levels of minerals like potassium, magnesium, whether they have heavy metal toxins in their body, whatever. So the QRMA is the simplest and the quickest and dirtiest test that you can do. The neat thing about it is the database is so large now, we can cross-check it and give you an analysis in a minute, and you just send a compressed file along with either a history form, if you've already got one in your family, one of these devices, or a full consultation, because that way I can cross-check your medical history and any imaging studies, lab work, whatever, conventional stuff, and then tell you what you need to do to complete that with what we call functional medicine testing. some of us involved in advanced imaging, like I had a question last week of what my wife's got a lump in her breast. Well, you can actually do a metapathia scan, and it can actually determine if that lump in her breast is likely a specific type of early, let's say, type of breast cancer, and even give you the cell type. Tell you even if it's likely metastasized. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Now, what
it
I
is,
do,
because...
And I call it predictive. I don't like to call it diagnostic, because you're looking at harmonic resonant frequency that can change literally quickly by doing metatherapy or nozodes or other treatment, like energetic acupuncture. Because remember, the body is maintained by a virtual harmonic resonant frequency pattern that turns on and off genes. It doesn't mean the pathology is fixed there yet, but if you see really, really high numbers, it means it may be fixed, or it may be just about to be fixed. In other words, you're in a real bad state. So if you see a bunch of what we call six icons indicating your posterior heart wall arteries are in bad shape, you probably need to get, at the very least to start with, if you haven't had a bypass, you need a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, and you may need a transesophageal electrocardiogram, and you need to find out if the calcium score indicates those arteries are blocked, and the angiogram, if you do a CT scan, will show or a what's called a pharmacological stress test, which is even more accurate than a regular stress test. It'll tell the cardiologist if you're frying those arteries and you're so far gone that you might need a bypass, or you're going to croak before. So I've had people who call me and I've said, no, you need a bypass. Yeah, you're too far gone for me to even try to resurrect your arteries now if you don't do it, because you're in such a terminal state, you're going to die. And I've saved them by doing that, by giving them that kind of advice. So what you do is you actually provide the PRDI metapathia scan that can predictively tell us where things are screwed up in terms of bioharmonics and the QRMA. And if they send me their full medical history, I can then cross-index that and say, okay, this is a good conventional test your doctors have done. There's the giant holes you can drive a Mack truck through that you haven't done, because your doctor may not be aware of these functional medicine testing. That, by the way, is real simple. For example, I had a consult last week by a lady who her doctor said, well, your thyroid is not working properly, so they gave her synthetic thyroid, which, by the way, doctors should know for 50 years it's useless, giving levothyroxin, or they have another term for it in Mexico, okay, when I did this lady's consult. And there's some fairly well-off people that can afford a proper consultation, and it's not expensive. It's $150 per half hour. So I went over her results. No one had ever done a reverse thyroid hormone test on her until I recommended it. When they did the test, she's not only type 1 because she has antibodies against her thyroid, she's type 2 also. And they never looked at the idea that maybe she's also pre-diabetic, that her blood insulin is into orbit, and that her adrenal glands are shot. All it does is measure one data point for cortisol, not a 24-hour diurnal pattern of cortisol, DHEA, and pregnenolone and saliva. So they have no idea if her adrenal glands are functioning normal. Okay? So when I do functional medicine, it starts off with the data points of QRMA and metapathia and the convergence of their medical history and other tests. So this allows me to actually converge data from their conventional medicine and surgical reports, imaging studies, lab work, and then say, hey, I could do a 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of a limited number of your gene SNPs and tell you which ones your genes are screwed up. So when somebody says, well, my son's in prison because he's a violent criminal, I said, I want to know what his level of manganese is in his hair. Because if his level of manganese is high, he's probably got dysfunction of his amygdala and his rage control nucleus in his brain. And if you did deep brain studies with a neuroscientist, you'd find out this young man has an abnormal brain. Now, I'm not going to apologize that your doctor or your neurologist or your cardiologist doesn't know these things. I'm the teacher. And these tests are something that they can do that even in many cases is covered by your insurance. For example, when this man called about his wife with a breast lump, I said, and he was concerned that she was going to get breast cancer, I said very simply, why don't you go and find out, usually it's a nurse practitioner that runs these, a digital thermography center, and if the test shows positive, then you get a radiologist to do an MRI scan and put a carbon marker at the site, and if it's very abnormal, they do a needle biopsy and send it off to a pathologist for karyotype analysis under a scanning electron microscope. Now, do you think the average doctor is going to do that? No. And unfortunately, even a regular mammogram is going to miss 20% of the time when there's a tumor present. This is a fact, even on today's MRI mammogram scans, with the best technology present. It's not as accurate as an MRI. Okay? So, number one, this woman doesn't need to be exposed to radiation. She can get a thermogram and an MRI, and if it's okay, leave her alone. Rescan her thermography next year, and if it starts to change, get her an MRI scan. Now, do you think the average gynecologist, obstetrician, or oncologist does that? What do you think, Jim?
No, not at all. You know,
I have a talent at kind of cutting through the BS and saying what works as a living pathologist. That's what functional medicine is, and what doesn't. And we're talking about stuff that's fully available to the regular doctors. That can be ordered and be even covered by your insurance, okay, or your health savings account to do a thermogram, which is not expensive. And then your MRI scan, if it's positive and you're suspicious, you can go and you can find somebody that will do an MRI scan of the breast, which is something like 91 to 96% more sensitive to pick up breast cancer changes. Not 80% like a mammogram. Pretty good, hey?
Well, I didn't know that was 80%.
Yeah, it's only 80%. You'll still miss stuff until it starts to declare itself more accurately, and by that time, you often have axillary adenopathy or other things that are screaming at you, or peau de rouge, where you're getting that kind of look like the outside of an orange, where the lymphatics are blocking your skin. It looks funky. Now, the problem is, you see, they could even do cancer cell markers. For example, you can do a blood test if you're suspicious. You can do, there's now be developing universal cancer markers. And if those cancer markers are positive, they've even developed a technology in Italy where you can scan the breast. And even now they've trained dogs to sniff cancer. Do you know that? And they've got sniffer machines that can do it too. So they have sniffer dogs that can sniff molecules that are present when a cancer is present inside somebody. You're going to give off certain types of volatile molecules. Now, all of these things, whether they're conventional, genetic, or imaging, whatever, is all part of what I call functional medicine. So, I don't think people realize that what you do is almost like magic. It's like going to Las Vegas. You can tell in advance before someone's going to block off their artery or have a stroke or develop a multicentric gastroglioma in their brain or blow the aortic aneurysm on a menopausia scan and a QRMA. Just by scanning them and sending me the data and their history, we can kind of intervene before something blows, you know? That's pretty cool. In other words, before the disease even declares itself or they have any symptoms. See, unfortunately, medicine, whether it's chiropractic, osteopathy, podiatry, whatever, is often based on symptoms. My foot hurts, my back hurts, this feels bad, my bowels aren't working normally. Symptom-based medicine is stupid. By the time symptoms are there, pathology is declaring itself, and it may be well too late. Now you got to go in and take out somebody's lower bowel because they now have got, you know, a ruptured peritonitis caused by, we call it left-sided appendicitis from diverticular mass that's exploded. Or now they've got a ulcerative colitis and they now, or Crohn's, and they've got a fistula between one loop of bowel and, say, their, you know, tubo-ovarian junction in their pelvis, and they're now weeping pus through their through their fallopian tube that's actually coming from their bowel, right? And you'll see that on the ultrasound, but you may not know it because you haven't done what's called a pre-symptomatic scan that tells you what the hell's going on. Give you an example of how this technology could be used. If you had them in every airport, you could determine if somebody's coming in if they've got the Zika virus, whether it's sexually transmitted or by an insect bite, even if their PCR in their blood is now negative, but they have it in their endocervix. Do you think everybody that's coming through the airport is going to get an endocervical swab to see if they have sexually transmitted Zika virus? Not. It's not going to happen. They could have a metapathia scan, a brief scan specifically looking to see if they can see the signature of the harmonic resonance of a Zika virus pathogen in their body somewhere. So what you provide is pretty amazing, Jim. It's a big learning curve, though, because a lot of people, because they listen to my program, they think, well, what category do you want to put Dr. Deagle in? Because I heard that if you Google my name, you're going to see so much crap on me. It's mind-boggling. Literally somewhere upward now of 2 million hits. You're going to see something from the level of, he traveled with a prophecy club and he's crazy, or this guy had his license revoked in Colorado, and I give him a few little blurbs on it, and I'll just review that for just a second so people understand. I was an independent medical examiner certified in every specialty by the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners for BIME. I've been a director of OCMED in the city of Denver for health cells and in the city of Pekin, Illinois, including the hospital program and nuclear reactors and munitions plants for the U.S. government. I've had presidential-level security clearance, you can imagine, so people are pretty nervous about what Dr. Deagle knows, okay, on classified projects. And I was turning in doctors and people that were screwing up patients, including Dr. Michael O. Janssen, who is a spine surgeon who invented the total disc replacement procedure and was doing an anterior and posterior PLIF titanium cage. It's a 14-hour procedure requiring two surgical teams. And I reviewed the independent medical examination, and after he got my report in August of 2000, he called me up and he said, I know the president of the medical board and Sue Miller from the secretary of the board, Dr. Ned Collage, who's ahead, and I will get your license revoked for turning me in, that I put screws through this patient's nerve roots. And I said, I just used quote marks of the operative surgical report of the radiologist. And, of course, he got enraged over the fact that I would dare do that. You got to remember, this guy was making $30 million a year because that one procedure that day, he got $250,000, $257,000. Now, I've had people, literally, legal firms, literally threaten me that they're going to do a contract out of me, including Great West Life, over one of my cases that got a brain injury, to trying to send me packets of, you know, many thousands of dollars to not show up in court. And I even had the Kathy Mueller, who was the director of OCMED, not like my ratings, even though I stuck to the rating guides precisely because I'm very well trained. And didn't like my ratings because, you know, the last case I did for a rating was a gentleman. This is before I left in 2004. 3 years and 2 months later, out of the state and out of the country, the Colorado board pulled my license for no good reason whatsoever, because there was no successful malpractice case or even valid complaint that had made any sense whatsoever. And I'll just review a few of those. CF. This is a man who was a former special forces in West Germany before the fall of the wall. He came back. He got hit by a vehicle thrown 40-some feet against a wall, broke his back, had spinal surgery, and had some titanium rods put in his back. Had the rods pulled out and developed a very serious pain syndrome and panic disorder, or PTSD. I tried to get him into the very awful hospital system to deal with PTSD, and they're freaking useless. Tried to get him to spinal pain surgical clinics. By the way, I was at the time training at the Anschutz Center under Dr. Holland Brewer to become an interventional pain specialist on top of my other training, to put in spinal pumps and stimulators and assist in the operating room on Friday on my own time, had not paid a cent to assist the surgeons doing that. Then we take another case, a lady who actually was working for what we call King Supers, or we call King Satans, because they worked this poor lady to death cutting meat until she ruined her upper spine and her neck. She threw a clot and eventually died from it. And the previous year, I'd already put her in hospital and found she had a factor V Leiden mutation with the hematologist, but they tried to claim I was responsible for her death, which she didn't even take her medications.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Out there to dismiss the foolish crap about Dr. Deagle. And I'm going to say this, and this is not to boast because I'm such a wonderful guy, but God's given me talents, and one of them is I have never missed a diagnosis of anything ever. That's in 40 years since I graduated medical school. Now, I want you to know I'm trying to push medicine forward, even in my retirement years now. I've been retired because when I left the state of Colorado, just from frustration of dealing with these idiots, 3 years and 2 months after I left, they pulled my license for no good reason at all. As I mentioned, a couple of these cases, one was a lady who actually I had discharged from her hazmat test because I was also an emeritox toxicologist, and her test from emeritox came back and said, my God, this woman's got a drug in her body that doesn't belong there. You know, I'd use the analogy of telling my people to come in for hazmat, and I said, you know what, have you ever heard the term omniscience? And they said, no, I don't know. I have never heard of that. I said, well, God is omniscient, but think of me as a molecular illegal drug god. I said, I am omniscient. If you have an illegal molecule in your body, whether it's benzobilagonine or delta-9 CHC or 6-monoacetylmorphine, I'm going to know it, even if one molecule just passed by your lungs. And they look at me trying to lie. I said, don't even go there. It's a waste of time. So after I discharged this idiot woman, she filed a complaint that I was mistreating her. She had already had one accident. She had another one trying to see if she could get some pain meds. And I just discharged her. But now, these are the kind of idiot complaints that the Colorado board had. Patient I was trying to get into treatment, and his wife filed a complaint because I wasn't able to actually quite adequately treat his panic disorder and PTSD because I couldn't get him to the VA hospital. And we were trying to treat his pain conditions while I was trying to get him into an interventional pain specialist, which I'd been scanning because I helped develop the Axon 2 scanner with Dr. Hedgecock at UC Berkeley that did his research, UC Irvine that did his research on the Axon scanner, which is the first and only technology that can map both objective pain in the world. So when I tell you about the PPRDI and the QRMA, these technologies weren't developed by me. The Russian Academy of Sciences and Dr. Nesterov developed the technology of the metapathia for the Russian Academy of Sciences and the space program. Dr. Zhu, who also came to MIT and did research on quantum diagnostics for a period of time at MIT, he developed it in China. Okay, and there's a bunch of knockoff machines, which I don't respect. I know exactly makes the right one, and our newer one has more things in our panel. But I want you to understand, I search around the world for the best doctors, the best scientists, the best technology, including this new scanner within a few years. We'll be able to scan up to every one of your genes. And I'm self-taught. So, for example, if I look at your Prometheus analysis of your 23andMe, I can tell you what gene SNPs I need to overcome, genetic defects of your ability to bioconvert molecules, for example, like 6-methyltransferase, which is 25% of the population and 50% of Hispanics. And if you don't have that overcome, you're going to increase the chances of a birth defect in a child, like a neural tube defect or delayed myelination in your child's brain. Okay? And if there's at least half a dozen genetic polymorphisms that if you unfortunately expose your child to vaccines with heavy metals and contaminants, which, by the way, Mr. Kennedy, who's been appointed, and I have posted up the article in my video last week on the toxins that the GreenMedInfo found in a panel of 44 vaccines, both human and animal, and every damned one of them was contaminated with heavy metals, toxins, and blood, and God knows what. Every one of them. Except one vaccine, I said, that was an animal one. Didn't have heavy metals in it. I have to say one, for validity's sake. So, I'm an information warrior. I mean, I was like this when I was 62 years ago. And I'm still like it now that I'm 65 next week. So, dismiss the crap about Dr. Deagle. I'm trying to tell you, when I'm trying to interact with people like Dr. Bart Goldman, who wants to set up a stem cell transplant system in Bahrain, if he doesn't have people like me that think out of the box, they're never going to solve it and fix the stem cell thing. I've been trying now for several years to get the stem cell clinic in San Diego and the one in Santa Clarita to literally come on here and talk to me. You know why they don't want to talk? And I'm going to quote Dr. Ron Klatz. They're afraid to talk because they're going to find out that their technology and whatever they're doing isn't really working as well as it should, because they don't have my input of things like Mountain Red Velvet that we'll soon have in DR or other technology that prime to pump, including peptides we have from the Russian Academy of Science and Dr. Cavinson, the director of the European Academy. But you got to start off with something simple, functional medicine, PPRDI, QRMA, and a metapathia scan will tell you long before you have symptoms where you're going to get screwed up and how.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So that was a good discussion with Jim. I wanted to expand on this. Firstly, the QRMA measures the quantum resonant magnetic analysis versus the database, and the metapathia looks at the resonant frequency patterns not only for cells and tissues, but read down to individual organelles and even specific gene complexes. Not all genes, but eventually they will have many more. Now, what I've done in the meantime is I've been working on the idea of harmonic resonant frequency therapy. And this goes beyond even the work that the Russians have done, and I've actually been working with a device that I got from the microchip industry years ago to look at resonant frequencies that the circuits of the body set up to maintain health or disease. And it turns out that everything in the body, either living or disease, has a harmonic resonant frequency circuit. And I know how to measure it using this device developed for microchips, believe it or not, picovolts and microamps. So that technology is going to be in operation probably in the next year or so. I will be announcing the release of a combination of things that you'll be able to have access to do what's called morphogenic field therapy. And it can be done as microcurrent, acupuncture, for example. Your acupuncturist can use these frequencies through acupoints. You can do it through infrared light, where the specific resonant frequencies will turn off abnormal frequency patterns that regulate disease. We have some of those already with harmonic resonant frequencies of illness. We can pick up from the metapathy device, and I'm working on extracting those frequencies using oscilloscopes. It's important to understand that if you don't have the building blocks present, like our mountain red velvet, which we're going to soon have in DR caps, if you don't have the activated nutrients, and of course we have two new ones that we're just launching this week that'll be here before the big sale coming next week, which starts on Valentine's Day and goes right to the weekend. My birthday, of course, born 5 minutes late. I've often been late, or at least 5 minutes, is the 15th, right after midnight, in Providence Hospital, Michigan, Wayne County, Michigan, 1952. And 65 years ago, I was a footling breech, and the leg and cord popped out, and Dr. Ollie's delivered me dead on arrival. And 26 minutes later, after the last rites ready to ship me off to the morgue, I came back, and they said he'll probably die in the ICN, but I didn't. And so I'm here today. I'm here today causing more trouble, because from the time I was three, I asked questions. My first word as a young little baby at 6 months of age was the word no. It wasn't mama or dada. It was no. And my mother made that very clear that I wasn't a mama or dada boy. My youngest son, who's a super sports guy, this guy's a sports genius par excellence, who's won quite a bit of money on FanDuel, his first word was ball. So I have a feeling that maybe he was a sporty guy right from the moment he was born. Well, my word was no. No. No to lies, no to people like adults telling me things as a child that were not true, no to adults that are doing evil and wrong things, no to misadventures of misappropriating analysis of the reality of what we're facing, whether it's a medical problem, geopolitical, or otherwise. And so I want to hear your feedback, and I've put out this challenge over and over again, but I really get very few callers that are willing to have the guts. I do notice that there's one caller that I just noticed sometimes the tail end of the show just before mine, and his name is Fred. Now, Fred, if you're listening, I want you to understand, I like tough questions, but I want you to lay out exactly what you're going to say, not pontificate for 20 minutes. I want you to say exactly what your statements are so I can actually dissect them and do what I call an intellectual vivisection on them, because there's a lot of people out there that just love to hear their own voice. I don't do that to, quote, have you hear my own voice. I don't want, in fact, I beg people not to believe anything I say, whether it's medical facts, geopolitical, spiritual, unless you do three things. Investigate it yourself, ask the kind of questions where you can own the truth, and then once you own the truth, do something about it. Whether it's, for example, let's say I spoke to a gentleman, because I go through my list of callers that I do on my consults, and I was praying over the weekend, and on Saturday I decided, the day before Super Bowl day, so I went through quite a few calls, and I called people on my list of consults I'd done 6 months ago. And they're all surprised. They said, well, what are you doing this? I said, I periodically do this. I go back through my list of callers and just call them back and say, how are you doing? What's going on? And, you know, not specifically, you know, what are you taking right now? What's your medical situation? Are you getting better? And this one gentleman, he mentioned to me that if I hadn't referred him on to see a particular doctor here in North County, San Diego, and get him on to make sure he got a heart analysis, that he collapsed, that he did need to have a five-vessel bypass because he went way too far beyond the idea of just trying to reverse the illness. But most people, unfortunately, are aware that many people that do get arteries, if they don't get the proper treatment to prevent the metabolic problem that caused their arteries to block, they're going to reblock them, and they may not survive a second bypass procedure because there's a much higher mortality rate. Plus, every time you go through an ECMO machine, you throw microclots to your brain, and you get what I call ECMO brain, which means you kind of show a little microclots in your brain, and it may not work as well as you thought beforehand. And I told him, I said, these are the tests I want you to get to done with your cardiologist. And this cardiologist, by the way, is a pretty smart guy. He's got a PhD as well as being a cardiologist. So he's got a PhD in cardiology and cardiovascular research. I said, but these tests are things that can be done by him. He's got all kinds of high-tech stuff right in his office, including, you know, a CT scan, you know, a pharmacological cardiac stress test with CT scan. He's got it right in his office. He even got ECMO, you know, the extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy. So, this guy's a top-notch cardiologist. I said, but these tests are not being done properly. And the first one is a L-methionine, 500 to 1,000 milligrams of methionine the night before you do a test for homocysteine, because you're going to miss two-thirds to three-quarters of the people that have. If your homocysteine's over 8, it's bad. And if it's over 13, it's catastrophic, you know. And I just talked to a guy here the other day. His level of homocysteine, I think, was something like, was it 16 or 23? It was in orbit. I mean, it was just terrible. So it's not surprising he's burning his arteries and also his brain. Now, that's what's called functional medicine. And a lot of the times, a lot of these tests are fully available, but they're not being properly used or used at the right timing or for screening in people. That's what's nice about the QRMA and the Metapassia. Now, I pushed the QRMA because we've got 25% off now. We have time payments over 6 months. You get the test for yourself and your family all covered. All you have to do is send me a wellness history that you can compose yourself. If you want a full consultation, I do charge for my time if you're going to send me lab results, medical records. But if you just sent me your daughter's, let's say, history of what's going on with her or your son or whatever, there's no charge. You bought a machine, you're going to get a QRMA analysis, which I'll tell you exactly what nutraceuticals or technology to take, or if you need to see a surgeon or alternative doctor or chiropractor or acupuncturist or whatever. And it's all included. You can't beat it. Now, what we're doing also, as you noticed last Friday, we had a lot of people who were asking lots of questions, and they're getting all kinds of products from God knows where. Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and God knows where. All these non-experts that basically they have crappy supplements that don't work, don't have any background in functional medicine. And by the way, 99.9% of medical doctors don't have any knowledge of functional medicine at all. And the ones that do have started, they have what I call Mickey Mouse levels, where they've gone to a weekend seminar in Vegas, and all of a sudden they're doing, a couple of things. That's good that they're starting, but it takes years and years, and you got to be mentored under someone like me who knows what to do in order to actually learn the science, because the science is not something that just kind of came out of a university. It's something that came out of interaction with doctors like me that asked university and research labs to do advanced tests or imaging studies and eventually put this all together, which I'm going to do on a series of videos and so on and post it up online. Now, I want you to understand when we are going to answer questions by email now only for those people who are customers. Now, you can become a customer by purchasing one NutraSilver, and then I'll answer your questions. Now, if you do send me medical records, like I'm getting a ton of people, they're non-customers, sending me their labs or x-rays, all this stuff, and they want a complex answer, most of the time they pre-select information that's not adequate. In other words, they think they know enough that if they collect what information they got from their group of doctors, that's enough for me to make a decision, when in fact I need additional tests, I need different tests, I need different imaging studies, and I need different things done in order to give you an adequate answer to say this is what you should do. Because if you assume that your doctors know what I know, you're delusional. They don't. Now, the way to prove that, and it's real simple, is not to get them to call me, it's to get a permission for me to call them. Because I'll train any doctor. I don't care if it's an obstetrician, specialist, cardiologist, whatever. I will train them in advancing functional medicine scientists, whether they're a neuroscientist or a neurologist or a spine surgeon or whatever. Because they've got contacts all over the world. For example, rather than doing spinal surgery, a lot of time maybe you'll regenerate your spine with a platelet-rich plasma injection, or seeing Dr. Centeno at his clinic in Grand Cayman, where they take your bone marrow out, multiply it 2 weeks, and put it back in under C-arm guidance and x-ray guidance directly into the spinal canal or the neural foramen or wherever to regenerate your spine. So you don't need a really invasive, biomechanically screwing up surgical procedure. The same way I never, ever, ever recommend paint-by-numbers chemotherapy. You need to have gene-based treatment. And in many cases, we have people that are stubborn, and they prayed and said, I'll just take your nutraceutical stock. I don't want to go for chemo, whether it's conventional or alternative. And even if they just take our nutraceuticals and they're going for conventional treatment because that's what they want to do at the VA or God knows what healthcare system, their chances are much higher that they're going to survive the toxic chemo, which, by the way, half the patients that start regular conventional chemo are dead in 6 months from the dangers of full-dose chemo in a full range of cycles. So, I've been in this business now. It's soon going to approach half a century, but it's 40 years since I graduated from medical school. And I'm distressed. I mean, when I went into medicine, I was already writing my PhD in marine bacteriology, and my professor, Major Brown, Dr. Brown, who worked as a bioweaponeer at Bethesda and at the campuses in the United States for the U.S. government back in the early 70s, he told me, he said, you're the smartest PhD candidate we've ever had, and you're going to get really frustrated dealing with medical doctors because they are illogical. They don't really want someone like you that asks tough questions and try to pursue the truth and find an answer, who's a real scientist. I mean, this is part of my bone marrow. And to be honest, a scientist is something like a quirk of your character. Long before you get your PhD, it has to be something that's deep inside you. just like the talent to be a concert pianist or a good, you know, opera singer. It's something that's in you that if it doesn't come out like Tom Brady, who was already, along with his determination to work hard, it was already in his bone marrow to become the best football quarterback in probably American history. Now, I want to help you out there, but don't Google my name and think that you're going to take that stuff. I had one idiot, believe it or not, he wanted my CV. I'm thinking, so I reviewed my CV briefly on the air. I'm thinking, why do you need my CV? Just give me a bunch of questions, and if I'll give you answers, and then you can go back and cross-check the answers and see with what's on the databases on the internet if they make sense. For example, I will give you the link to a site to measure rheologic blood viscosity. I'll give you the site so you can do a blood lipid electrophoresis. I'll give you the sites to do a Sinti scan of your heart or a high-speed CT scan so you can read all about it. I will give you a list of cardiologists who can do an endopath or endothelial scan to determine if your vasculature is responding. I can sell you now a BioCuff that will tell you if your blood vessels are flexible or not, or if they're calcifying and getting really hard, you're going from yellow to red, you're in deep trouble, because if you have, you know, rigid blood vessels, your heart is struggling against vessels that are no longer going to get a peristaltic wave, and now the heart is going to start failing, and you're going to have a stroke, heart attack, or develop a plaque that eventually will blow a chunk of your heart muscle and kill you. So, you know, don't waste my time. I mean, you know, if you read what basically I said on the air about what my CV is, I'm not trying to blow my horn. I mean, I'm just like a guided missile. I work 7 days a week. Even yesterday during the Super Bowl day, I was working, putting out videos on different products before the game started. Even when we're on holidays, for example, I'm planning a holiday a year and a half from now. We're going to go take 3 weeks and do a cruise up in the North Europe. I will be doing at least an hour of the show by sat phone, you know, by Iridium sat phone, a day, even when I'm cruising around the world, okay? I will be answering emails 7 days a week, even if I'm somewhere else on the planet. So you're not going to find somebody like me, period. You're not going to find somebody like me that's an information source that'll provide you cross-corroboration. So all you have to do is raise a question. Hey, my mom's got such and such. I had a gentleman this morning called. He's a real nice guy. He's a football expert. And his daughter called because they were trying to place the order because he's having trouble with word finding. Well, this gentleman, number one, should be on Cognition Plus, brain power, vinpocetine. Should be on Gamma A Plus to stop peroxynitrate in his brain and CoQ10 ubiquinol. He should be taking things that can maintain myelination like Neurogen. He should be on things to maintain a mitochondrial function to make sure if he's pre-diabetic that his GLUT4 transporter is allowing sugar molecules to make his astrocytes form a firing neural network. So we can do a quantitative electroencephalogram with a PhD psychologist to see where his cortex is and voltages and coherence patterns of different parts of his cortex forming neural networks. We can do a T1 weighted MRI scan to look for myelination patterns to see where he's dismyelinating. And we can look at a SPECT blood flow scan to see if he's lost circulation in parts of his brain that if I give him the right nutraceuticals like CardioVasc and our new Omega Supreme Pro and things to open nitric oxide like Supernox and beet juice powder and Gamma A Plus and etc., that all of a sudden his brain's going to wake up and he's going to perfuse it and he's going to remyelinate and his neurotransmitter levels will come back with S-ethyl minerals plus and things to increase cholinergic pathways like CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, and uridine, and ultrathiamine B1. So his cholinergic pathways, which are necessary for his hippocampus carbophile system to work. So if you think you can outthink me, and you think that I need to be cross-checked by my CV, you're putting yourself in danger of listening to the what I call the sewer net. Because in a court of law, I'm going to win. I'm going to win in a court of law because I'm going to state the facts and give you the evidence. All you have to do is raise a question and say, hey, doc, what do we do in this and that situation? Here's what you do. That gentleman last week, I'm sure, was happy that I told him, you don't need to do a mammogram that will increase the risk of your wife over 10 or 20 years getting breast cancer. Get a digital thermogram. If it's positive, get into a radiologist and get an MRI with a carbon marker and a needle biopsy. I'm sure he's happy about that. But I guarantee you most of the obstetricians and oncologists aren't doing that gold standard or doing a high-speed CT scan, spiral thin section, an MRI and PET scan within 48 hours.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's the end of ignorance. It's the end of not asking good questions and trying to provide answers and concrete solutions. And I beg you out there to ask tough questions, because I will provide the framework or the answer to any problem in any area of human endeavor on this planet instantly on air. Doesn't matter what the issue is. If I don't have an answer, I'll find a way of providing you with a pathway to find the answer. And really, the answers aren't difficult, to be honest with you. Especially if you're tapped in and you actually pray and are in line with the will of the Most High God, He's going to provide the answers to those that He wants to lead and tell people what the answers are that are godly answers, because the definition of good is to hear and do God's will, and the definition of evil is anything other than that, even if it looks or smells or tastes good. And that involves everything from healthcare. For example, they're in a bit of consternation wondering how they're going to fix the Obamacare, when really they're rearranging the deck chairs, which will bring it back to pre-Obama 8 years ago healthcare, where prices were still rising, because they aren't going to get rid of malpractice unless they do that, and they aren't going to have portability of insurance, because when you get rid of malpractice, you can have part-time female doctors that are still having a practice while they have kids, maybe working two or three days a week because they're still getting paid, hourly wages that are decent and reasonable, and give them time off to study and maintain their level of expertise. And in retired doctors like myself, who would love to work maybe a couple of mornings a week doing something to help people, just paid a basic, reasonable wage to actually do it. And also not having oversight by a state board that sets up what's called standard of care, which means we can be innovative, develop new technology that's evidence-based, it has to be evidence-based, that actually works. So whether it's imaging studies, genetic studies, organic acids, metabolites, we can actually prove that what we do is helpful to the patient, changing, say, their lipid pattern. So when someone says, well, I want to give, like I did the other day, this gentleman I spoke to on a Saturday, my doctor wants to give me 80 milligrams of atorvastatin. I say, well, you don't need that. You can just take cod liver liquid, and you can measure your lipid electrophoresis and show the fractions that will cause heart disease or reblock your coronary arteries that you had a multi-level bypass won't reblock if you simply eliminate small particle HDL, VLDL, 3-oxidized cholesterol, 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol, and T-bars or trans fats and oxidized fatty acids that activate the process of the death of macrophages that eat these microglobules and die and become foam cells. So we know the precise process that causes heart disease, and that's what really disturbs those people that aren't scientists, that are doctors, most of them, unfortunately. They're advanced to either procedurists or drug salesmen, because they're going to push the drugs the drug company pushes until finally the lawsuits mount up with people that have an MD and a JD and sue them after they've killed the first 250,000 people or harmed them. And finally, they have to pull the drug, and there's millions of dollars of settlements going on as the drug company collapses. You have to understand this is how the business is operating, especially in America. So if you want relief, don't just listen to the NutraMedical Report. Support us. Support yourself. Ask good, tough questions for health issues. Become a customer. I'll answer your questions. Then follow through when I tell you what to do. And if your doctor doesn't believe, get permission from them so I can call them on my dime or email them and explain the technology that in many cases is fully available to them and your insurance or at minimal expense to find out what's wrong and what to do to fix it. Okay? I challenge you. Back in a moment with hour number three. Coming up tomorrow, a special guest. First hour, Bill Warner will be back. Full hour on hour three, political Islam. And coming up on Wednesday, it's going to be a great show.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.